But like I said, you know, Oklahomans aren't known to boast, but we have more of a quiet confidence. And I could see that come through so many times in my interviews. And the one thing, and I can say this, and like I said, the show aired for 20 years, each and every one of those people that I interviewed, they were so proud to be an Oklahoman. And they would talk about that without being coaxed by me. They all had still felt strong ties, and many of them had left to pursue their career, like Areva McIntyre. You know, she's, and to this day, and I knew her as a child because our dads were both ranchers, and her dad had actually worked on our ranch for my grandfather for a little while. But to this day, and I just saw a piece on CNN the other night, and I knew she had done this, but she opened a restaurant in Atoka. And almost everybody who leaves Oklahoma, it seems like they still keep that connection.
Is there one more name you can think of that steps out?
David Boren.
You interviewed David Boren, and we have for Voices of Oklahoma. What was your experience with him?
One of my very favorite interviews.
Yep.
And someone who did so much for our state in so many different ways. The first time I interviewed him was in the, it was in the early 90s, and there was talk of him perhaps running for president. But as we know, he chose a presidency of a different kind and came home to the University of Oklahoma, the very best thing that ever happened to OU, in my opinion.
What I was impressed with him was how shy he was when he was younger. And in college, in a debate, he wouldn't even stand up. And they said, if you don't stand up, you're going to get an F. Yeah.
A very modest man, but so smart.
Yeah.
So smart. Yes, he was one of my favorite interviews. And I always will remember what his wife told me about David. And this was in that first interview before we knew he, before anyone knew, or I'm sure before he even knew, he would come back and become president of OU. But she said, at his very core, he is a teacher. If you peel away all the layers of the apple, at its very core, you will see a teacher. And I remember that, too, because my daughter was with me. She was in high school at that time, and she was with me on that trip. And when we went to his office for the first part of the interview, he took Jennifer around, and he had so many different types of memorabilia in his office, and he explained in detail to her every one of the, you know, every piece of history that he had in his office. And that was just easy to see his love for teaching.
And he taught a class as he was president.
Yes, he did.
That was important to him to keep doing that.